This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after more than a decade without any major updates, some federal farm policy is starting to shift in ways that could impact producer revenue. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins joins me once again to talk about the updates to reference prices, which were also included in last year's Big Beautiful Bill, that also make changes to tax policy affecting agriculture, and what that could mean for this growing season. That's coming up next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
As has been talked about for a long time, reference prices are a key part of farm programs, helping determine support levels when market prices fall below certain thresholds. With no new farm bill passed in recent years, those benchmarks have remained largely unchanged. Rollins says action through H.R. 1 was one way to address that delay.
More than a decade, no new farm bill in the last administration was the first thing I heard when I got named to this position. Brooke, we've got to get a farm bill. The more I looked into it, the more I realized that the typical farm bill is held hostage by the Democrats, by the left, because the food stamp, the SNAP program is in there. So that's why farm bill hadn't passed. Farm bill itself is only 15% about the farmers, 85% about welfare programs. So instead, thanks to President Trump and the Republicans on the Hill, we put the vast majority of what we needed in the farm bill, the right reference prices being at the very top of the list, into that tax cut bill, the reconciliation bill, which didn't require 60 votes from the Senate, but required 51. And that's what has made all the difference.
Those updates are expected to take effect later this year. Rollins says the changes could provide additional support for producers who rely on those programs as part of their operation.
And to your point, why that's so important, just the increase in the reference prices alone this fall will put another $16 billion into the pockets of our farmers that rely on those reference prices. It's a significant increase, 10 to 20% for most of our row croppers especially. So that's good news on the horizon as well.
While some farm priorities were addressed through H.R. 1, work on a broader long-term farm bill is still ongoing.
It is an excellent question, and I hope I can be very helpful. Maybe the most helpful I can be is continuing to advise President Trump what a priority it has to be. I mean, he's already true socialed. He is on record saying, let's get a farm bill passed. And that's really encouraging to me to see him leaning in such a significant way. I don't think the Oval Office has ever had so many discussions about soybeans, E15, blueberries, seafood, screwworm. I mean, these ag issues are very front and center for him.
Secretary Rollins says that reference price updates are one step in addressing current farm economy pressures, but additional policy discussions remain ahead. For producers, those changes could factor into planning decisions as they look toward harvest and beyond, especially as conversations around a full farm bill continue in Washington. She says updating those reference prices for the first time in more than a decade is intended to better reflect today's cost structure on the farm, particularly as producers continue to deal with higher input costs and tighter margins. While questions remain about the timeline for a full farm bill, the adjustments included in H.R. 1 could provide some additional support as farmers move through the 2026 growing season and begin looking ahead to marketing and risk management decisions later this year. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.